Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to get off to a positive start this morning. The futures finished with a gain of around 23 points, or about a third of a percent. So not a bad outcome considering the trend that dominated Northern Hemisphere markets last night, which was really guided by sellers. But I suppose at the same time, it's important to put that into the context of what we've seen over the course of the last couple of sessions, particularly at the end of last week, where we saw that outsize upswing. So in that context, it has been, I suppose, more of a consolidation rather than anything else. But the main catalyst that has been informing the performance of markets in the last day has been the weaker than expected data dump that we saw out of China yesterday, which just highlighted the extent to which the zero COVID policy in China has had an impact where activity is concerned. Probably the most marked outcome in that respect was the 7% moderation where industrial production was concerned. So we've already seen evidence of Chinese authorities doing more to try and support their economy. Interest rate cuts over the weekend were a part of that. But in terms of just being able to stymie concern, that was probably at the margins in terms of the way that we saw European and US markets behave last night. So as far as the European experience is concerned, at its worst levels, the German DAX was down by around 1.2%. So that's valuable in understanding the 0.5% decline that ultimately was delivered from that index. So market was able to consolidate, but still that trend is what is concerning. The French market down by 0.25%. The UK market was up by about 0.6%. The Stoxx 600 index did reasonably well to be flat at the end of the session. As far as Wall Street was concerned, well, in addition to the Chinese figures that show the moderation of activity, the US had their own things to navigate in the form of the Empire State Survey. This is an influential survey of manufacturing activity which captures the north east of the US, and this showed a marked slowdown. So the headline index fell from 24.6 to minus 11.6. A massive fall. But then when you look under the bonnet and examine the internal measures, you saw shipments fall at a dramatic pace. So that measure went from around 34 to 15. New orders fell by about 34 points, so down to negative 8.8. And then in addition to that, prices paid only moderated a little bit. So it's kind of like the worst of both worlds. You see that slowing in activity, but not necessarily getting the payback through a significant moderation in prices. But then at the same time, I'll rebut myself immediately, and it takes a bit of time for that to take root. So regardless, that is going to put the markets on tenterhooks when it comes to looking at the other regional surveys of manufacturing activity, which will be released over the course of coming weeks. So though that was a factor behind the moderation in US interest rates last night. So 10-year Treasury notes down by about 5 basis points to 2.88%. 2-year notes down by about 3 points to 2.57%. So again, that flattening of the yield curve isn't awesome. The other important outcome last night was the push higher for oil prices. So we saw the European benchmark up by the most part of 3% to around $114 a barrel, the highest in almost 2 months. An important reason for that, there are suggestions that some form of consensus is being approached in Europe when it comes to the banning of Russian oil imports. It's not necessarily across the board. There are other countries, there are a number of countries that are advocating for continued purchasing of Russian oil, but nonetheless, when you combine that with the fact that refining capacity is constrained, you're moving into the Northern Hemisphere driving season, these were factors that were contributing to that upswing in oil prices. So energy were amongst the most improved sectors and names where the S&P 500 in particular was concerned last night. Iron ore firmed up in the last day, so it's up by about a percent to $132 per ton. Base metals prices on the LME were generally firmer last night. Zinc amongst the most improved, up by about 2%. Nickel was one of the few decliners, down by about 2.7%. So on the local front today, arguably one of the highlights will be the release of the RBA's minutes from their last policy setting meeting, where indeed they raised rates for the first time in this tightening cycle. It'll be valuable to get a sense of the discussion and how it went before that decision was enacted. And of course, that comes before tomorrow's wages data and the employment figures on Thursday. So that'll be an interesting group to thread together as far as a narrative is concerned. The Aussie dollar got put under a bit of pressure last night, but came back towards the end of the US session. So it's trading around 69.8 US cents.